Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to awaken consciousness. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time for love and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time to deploy the Awakened Life Excel process. If you're a freedom-loving soul and an entrepreneur and love wholeness, holistic health, wellness, and fitness, this is the show for you. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I'm coming to you live with my partner in crime, Nancy G. Hey, Nance, how you doing?
Good. I don't know if I used the word crime, though.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Well, it's certainly, I noticed you waited a long time to get on today.
I was. Yeah, I was
you
just
were
sitting
on
here.
Way before
so,
I was.
Yeah,
so,
how's your
Monday, man?
Good. I had a very, very long list, and I tried not to let anyone get me off my track, so I was very determined to get a lot of things accomplished. So I did good today.
Yeah, those lists are good things to live. I try and live by lists. My own list, not someone else's list. But it's
right.
Lists are good things to live by for the most part. So what did you end up listening to that wonderful little Jim Rohn thing about network marketing?
I did. He's very enthusiastic. He has a lot of good concepts that are good for, you know, any kind of one of those businesses. And some comments he makes are funny, you know, like what he was saying about, well, I'm not working it full time because I'm still doing my other job. But then why are you doing the direct sales? It's because you get away from your job.
right.
Like, you know, do you realize the wheel that you're putting yourself on by doing that, you know?
So what did you glean, from that?
That you got to make time for it, and you got to schedule, like you do anything else important that, you know, in your day. And if your goal is truly to give up your regular job that you're doing, whatever that is, and that you're telling people and you're trying to entice them about your business, that you're doing this so that you can do this business full time, well, you got to kind of, you know, you got to walk the talk. And what was the other thing he was saying about that? Gosh, it just escaped me. I was talking for a second about the doing the business full time.
Yeah.
It'll come back.
Well, I think what you know, the nice thing about network marketing is that you could do it part time. And being part time, you do it on your time. And it's a great thing because you could go ahead and you know, do it. It's like chicken entrepreneurship, is what it is.
Well, exactly, and I think we had that on one of our other shows about how it's a safe way because you're basically following someone's set examples of what works, and
right.
If you're willing to just go along with the program that they tell you to go along with, and you try not to do what we do sometimes, which is interject things because we've been there, we've done that, so forth and so on. But most people will relax into it, and they love being told, well, first thing you're going to do is make your list, the second is this and that, and, you know. And really, if you follow the directive, then you will get to the reason, you know, you'll get to your why. You'll achieve your why you're doing it in the first place.
Right. The why is important, and that's part of your list. But now when you do the list, there was also something that I thought was so profound with, I'm sorry, network marketing. And what I found to be And it's true about any kind of sales. And it's the numbers game. It's that, are you there, Nance? You're still here.
Yep. Oh, I'm here. Yes.
It's that numbers game. It's you know, yes, you make your highest and best. And I personally like to take my list and, like, compartmentalize. And sometimes they tell you not to do that and don't prejudge. But, I mean, you know who your entrepreneurial-minded network is. And if you've got something that is used by, you know, 90% of the population, and, I mean, in here in Illinois, the company that I'm working with is used by 100% of the population because everybody here in Illinois needs electric and everybody needs gas. So it's kind of a no-brainer, you know, and then you could go ahead. You're not supposed to divide up your customers versus your business partners. I mean, everybody should be offered an opportunity of being a business partner, but not everybody's going to be able to do that either, right?
Or want to. They might not have a big enough why or a pertinent enough why to do that. Maybe they're happy in the way that they're earning their money right now, or they're happy in their retirement and they don't want to earn any more money. It's just not, that's not important to them. But they still
I had a lady tell me on Saturday she makes too much money, but she's going to be a customer.
Exactly, because you still want to get a good deal on the things that you're using all the time. Everybody does. It's like almost like the human nature thing. Like, why would you want to pay too much, you know, for simple services, you know, or even your cell phone bill or whatever, when you know that there's a better option out there?
Well, sometimes the services are more, a little bit more. But at the end of the day, if you're actually, you know, your services are helping somebody that you have a relationship with, and you can call that person and say, hey, you know what, I'm having a problem here, and that person's going to go to bat for you. It's a lot more personal than working with, you know, the big boys, too.
Well, plus they have the other agenda, which is that they have their charitable organization, makes your giving feel better. Like if you're paying the same amount, or let's say it's $10 more a month, whatever it is, well, then you can consider that goes towards, you know, that's like you would make a donation to any charitable organization. And why shouldn't it be one that's helping support, you know, you get a better deal? And then inevitably people are getting a good deal on something, or they see steaks on sale at the local grocery store. It's human nature to tell other people about the deals that you get, whether you're making a business out of it or not. You're just going to.
Exactly.
If they're not making a business, they would just say, well, you know, I'm not really doing it as a business, but my friend Carol's doing it as a business, so let me have her call you, whatever, and she can tell you about it, because I just got into it, you know, to get a savings and to, you know, to help this feed the children in the United States cause.
Well, isn't that, you know what, and that's another thing, is you ask for those referrals. I mean,
right.
Ask people if, you know, they know anyone that you know, and you categorize. I like to categorize. You know anybody who's interested in an extra stream of income? Do you know anybody who's, you know, anybody that, you know, would like to maybe take a look at some different cell phone services or whatever? So it's all good. It's all good.
Exactly.
So you deal with a lot of business people, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, anybody specifically that you deal with in your realm of business, credit cards. Now, did we know anything about the credit cards with Square or anything?
As far as what aspect of it?
How ACM's Anovia Payments, you know, jives with the Square. Did you ever check into that?
Yes, and I did not really get a clear answer. The thing that makes Square appealing to people is all these like add-on services. So yes, they process your credit cards and you know, care of that end of it, and it's point mm-hmm. of sale, and you know, they have all like cute little devices and things you can buy. You can buy their special tablet with a stand, and it has a slidey thing, and it looks all cute and professional.
I know Via Payments has a lot of services too, and I know that they do save people money. I was just wondering what the comparison to the Square was, and they're coming out. I think T-Mobile is now, as far as cell phone services, I think T-Mobile is going to be one of our providers too, which is
pretty
cool.
Well, that's interesting because that's what I'm on. I'm riding on the T-Mobile network right now. So if T-Mobile, this is the difference, and I think they're very smart for doing this. Is remember I explained to you about the two different systems, like let's call it system A and B, because most people even listening wouldn't know the difference. So one system, phones do not work on the other systems. So one system is like the AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon. Big boys, and one's not better than the other. It's just that's how they chose to run their networks. And the other ones, like the T-Mobiles and the, you know, Walmart Family and Boost and all these other services, and they're on the other system. So that's the whole thing. Is if they're going to go to T-Mobile, my phone is compatible with T-Mobile and my tablet's compatible with T-Mobile because it's already part of their system. So that would be super, super exciting because I know a lot of people that are on Metro PCS and they would love to go a little more mainstream, you know, to not
necessarily
be on that.
Oh, wow. And this is mainstream. You're not back-ending like you are getting frontline mm-hmm. service from Sprint.
Right.
Mobile, Verizon, and I think it might be Verizon. I'm not sure. There's so many that they're doing. This company is growing.
They already do Verizon.
Crazy.
Yeah, they already,
okay.
They already work with Verizon. So we'll have
Very
to see what
so,
it is.
So,
yes, that
you
would
know,
be
the
awesome.
Numbers game is, the numbers game is the way to go. You just got to
right.
And I know that the Jim Rohn thing, he was talking about 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10 people will, you know, be part of your organization. 1 out of 10. Then he says as you start getting better and better, there's a really good chance, you know, you could start getting 2 and 3 out of 10. And he says the people that are really the best are the ones that are doing, you know, 4 out of 10. He goes, those are the superstars. So...
Yeah, and do you also think that they're also, they learn some discernment of who, you know, they start listening to those red flags that people put up about, boy, I'm really sick of my job, and I really wish there was something else I could do, that I could start from home, and they listen to people talking, which I do a lot of, and, you know, maybe they pick up on a lot of those cues. So I think some of it
is
becoming better at that.
That's huge. If you're not listening to people talk to you and try, excuse me, to pick up on cues,
yep.
and you have your own network marketing business, you're not serving yourself. Because people will
right.
give you clues on what they're trying
That's
to do, you know? Yeah, I'm looking for something else, or I'm having a change in my life right now. And then, you know, there are people that talk, and they say those things. And then at the end of the day, they really don't want to, you know. They really,
well,
you know.
Right.
So.
But you can probably qualify or disqualify that, you know,
right.
by asking the pertinent questions. And I think that's what good direct salespeople do, is they learn what kind of questions to ask people. And then, yeah, then it either qualifies them or disqualifies them. And we know the numbers game, like you said. So when you're disqualified the person and they've really told you, no, that's not something I have any interest in any way, shape, or form, well, then you just say, okay, well, thanks for, you know, talking with me, or, you know, talk about, oh, well, how are your kids anyway, or whatever other, you know, sideline.
Well, who
you
do you know that could benefit
oh, wow.
from something like this? Who do you know that could benefit from something like this? Or, you know, okay, I understand
or
this.
Referral, right.
this is not the right time for you. But, you know, we have these great services. Let's take a look and see, you know, how we can serve you better. And it be great for you to be a customer of mine and help feed children here in the good old U.S. of A. Is that something you'd be willing to do? Would you be willing to help me? So,
right.
So yeah, there's a lot of interesting things that, you know, that you could do. But it's that numbers game, man. That numbers game is so important.
Yep.
And really, I really believe if people talk to, you know, if you can make, if someone can make it, talk to five different people a day, could you imagine what you could accomplish at the end of at the end of a week?
Right.
And you
right.
probably
well,
get.
That's it, is being consistent. Is if you set your goal, you're going to talk to five people. You're, you know, with the intention of presenting to them this opportunity in whatever way is natural to present it
right.
to them. Yeah.
Sorry, I've got a little bit of a allergy thing going on. Been outside.
Mm-hmm.
It's allergy season here in the Midwest. A little
yeah.
bit of allergy season.
Seems like a short time that it's not allergy season.
Well, yeah, because we got the spring allergy season, and then we have the late summer and fall allergies. But I was out for a couple hours today moving some leaves, getting stuff into the the shed to empty out the garage. Yay. So.
That's good.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I really like this, and I don't know where I got this from, but I made some notes here.
Uh-huh.
You know, something called compound leadership. And,
okay.
you know, leadership is, everybody's a leader. You lead your own life, you know what I'm saying? So it's not like you've got to always lead a team. But in network marketing, if you really want to tap into that residual income, you want to, you know, be part of a team or be a team leader to go ahead and grow your team. Now, if you know, a lot of people don't feel comfortable doing that. So there are, you know, I know, I will be very honest, one thing I will say about the team that we're hooked up with, most of them have a lot of leadership skills, and they're the servant leadership where they're willing to help. But if you start doing a little bit of these things and start working with leaders, compound leadership starts sticking in, and you'll start leading yourself, which is pretty cool. And it goes back to, you know, if someone's joining a network marketing company, you don't want to just join with any mojo. You know, you want to join with somebody who's engaged in the process and wants to help you, you know, instead of somebody who's just playing the numbers game and wanting to get a bunch of distributors and then, you know, recruiting them and leaving them. So many of companies do that, you know.
Or that they just don't have a clue. They're really good at recruiting, but then it stops there. And there's no tools
right.
in place or system in place and they haven't even been shown the skills, or they don't even know who to bring you to continue forward. They just throw some random, you know, worksheets or something at you, and you know,
right.
for me that, you know, that doesn't work. I need specifics and scripts and, you know, the hey, how'd you do? I mean, not to the point of pestering you every single day, like some companies. Well, what'd you do today? What'd you do today? What'd you do today? You know?
Right.
But, you know, it's just got to be the right balance.
Yeah, the right balance and not pushy. But here, the law of timing, you know, and I love this. It says, don't miss a perfect timing opportunity. Step into the moment. Don't let your ship sail without you. The window of opportunity is open. Is it going to, you know, is it going to still be open for you? I don't know. I wrote notes. I'm reading my own gibberish, if you will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I was at one of the meetings for ACN over the weekend, and it was talking about Warren Buffett. And somewhere I have notes. But what Warren Buffett said, and he said, and I wish Let's see here. The greatest transfer of wealth for in the next 5 years is going to be in the energy realm. So, yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity, and once these states start getting deregulated, you know, people will start, you know, it's an amazing opportunity. I mean, I'm just lucky, kind of lucky being in Illinois where we're deregulated. That's one good thing about this crazy state. But, you know, there's a lot of states that are going to be doing it, you know, sooner than later. And eventually all 50 will be deregulated. So,
I think 2016 we're going to see a lot of change in that department. Because I know in my state in Florida, they're really rallying hard, you know, to get those things passed that are the precipice for those changes.
Right. No, and it's huge. And Zoom Energy is of Inc. 500, the Inc. 500 list.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom Energy is number 13 on their list. So that's who our energy supplier is. So we're dealing with some pretty high shelf, you know, commodities that people are using, and that's a good thing for any network marketing. You know, I mean, you know, something like a vitamin. You know, there are so many vitamins. How come Dr., you know, A's vitamin is better than, you know, this company's vitamin? How do you, you know, as long as they're all U.S. pharmacopoeia grade, how do you compare, you know?
Right. No, it's which guru you like. So then you buy into their program. Like if you like listening to Andrew Weil, you buy into him, like Dr. Oz. You're going to buy into his stuff that he's promoting. You know, they all have their own lines of stuff that they promote, which only makes sense. I mean, you know, your advice and your TV show only gets you so far. You have to have some kind of consumable product.
Right.
to keep you going, as we know.
Right. But it's actually pretty good. You know, when you have something that you don't have to worry about as much, you know, that, I mean, who cares who delivers your energy? It all gets delivered by the same, who cares, you know, who the service provider is? It's all delivered by the same lines anyway.
Right. So as long as the service is consistent and you can count on it and, you know, and so forth, then, yeah, why does it matter? And if one way of delivering it to you is providing for other people to have income and, like I said, like, and they're doing something good, like to feed the children and stuff like that, then you feel like you're at least, the money that you're paying out for those services is at least going towards something other,
right,
other than just lining somebody's pocket, you know?
Right, lots of mutual benefits other than just the big company making money. You're helping
right.
the little guy, the little entrepreneur, and you're helping feed kids here in the United States. So, yeah, helping to build somebody's American dream. And then there's always the opportunity for people to go ahead and join and do it for themselves, too.
Well, that's the thing, is that it's not like a one-shot deal. That opportunity is always there. You might, after a little while, say, you know, maybe I will tell more people about this, or, you know, boy, I told 10 people about it and they all jumped on board too. Well, there's something to be said about that.
Right. Well, you do know that there's also people can get, even if you're a customer, if someone's a customer, but if they bring other customers, they could get their cell phone free. They could get some of their services free too.
It's like X amount of people or whatever, right? They're getting rewarded for their referrals, which is really nice.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool, I think.
I think that's wonderful, because usually, like in other product oriented businesses, you, the entrepreneur, would reward your customers for referring other customers, and there's not a system in place. You know, you have to take that upon yourself.
Right, but ACN has actually figured out you know, to give the customers, you know, referral incentive by giving them free services. And I don't purport to know all the details. The only thing is,
right,
there's so much to ACN, and it just, you know, it's good. There's a lot, but then there's a lot to retain. But the good news is, you know, our upline mentors are very, very, very good, and they know the stuff, you know. And even, it's just interesting. It's a good company. But we've got about 3 minutes left for the show this week. Any other thoughts, any other entrepreneurial thoughts that you have?
No, just I'm doing case studies on observing entrepreneurs and how they manage their businesses and how they treat the people that are working for them. So I will find that very interesting to collaborate all that information. I need to wait just a little bit longer to see what the outcome. For us, it's season is kind of the testing ground, so you have to see if, you know, as they're making more money, are they hoarding all the more money, or are they trying to help share the wealth around because you're actually helping them make more money? So are they from the lack mentality or the, you know, generosity breeds generosity mentality?
Okay. Well, some people are very selfish just because they're
I would say that's more the norm than the other way around.
You know, it's like, and then, you know what, it's not all about the money either. I mean, sometimes, you know what, you have cost of doing business, but it's about, you know, it's about the folks. In fact, I was actually, and we've only got another minute, but I hooked up with one of the gals that used to work with me a million years ago, and she really, really needed money. She's like, you know, Carol Ann, if there's any other gigs we can do. Well, I got a gig that I really didn't want to go do it. But I called this gal. I said, okay, it's Friday night. I got this gig. You want to do it? She's like, absolutely, absolutely. So we went and did this gig. And this is the funniest thing of this. I didn't do this for me at all. I mean, yeah, I made money, but I did it because she was looking for some extra dough.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gig that I met my husband at.
Right,
she actually lives in Florida. She has a small business right now. We're going to be hooking up this week, so that should be interesting. But that's what I'm saying. You know, you do stuff for other, as an entrepreneur and a business owner, you do stuff for other people, and, you know, you just can't outgive God. The universe will take care of you in ways that you don't even understand or comprehend. And that's my good story, true story for my good entrepreneur service story for the week. And with that, Miss Nancy, we've only got about 20 seconds. Let Boston lead us out, and we'll be back here next Monday at 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern at Awaken to Empowerment. We thank you all for joining us. And, Nancy, you want to say bye?
Ciao for now.
Ciao, ciao. We'll catch you next time.
Yep, bye.
Bye.